Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, November 19th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. This week, during our federally mediated negotiation session with United Management, we took the bold step of presenting our compensation proposal. This is a step in the negotiations process that usually occurs closer to the end of the process as one of the last items to be decided upon. However, management has dragged this process on long enough. It's time for them to get serious about our pay and understand that an increase will not occur through the complete destruction of our work rules and benefits. A comprehensive explanation of our compensation proposal, as well as a letter from our Master Executive Council President Greg Davidovich, detailing why we have taken this unconventional step, are available on our website. AFA met with Transportation Security Administration Administrator John Pistole today to discuss the concerns of our members regarding the new security screening procedures and to reiterate our call for the TSA to implement Crew Pass, a program that would provide flight attendants with a non-invasive method of screening. The new security screening procedures for passengers and crew members that may sometimes be required are intended to prevent explosives or other dangerous items from being brought on board the aircraft. Crew members, if randomly selected by the TSA for additional screening, are not exempt from these new procedures. Crew Pass is a program that came out of a recommendation by the 9/11 Commission. It essentially entails an identification credential for aviation workers that provides for expedited and less invasive screening. AFA has long urged the TSA and airlines such as United to devote resources to the appropriate development and full implementation of this type of system. Crew Pass credentials could come in the form of biometrics, such as fingerprints or iris scans, to quickly screen flight attendants and other employees, and would ultimately allow the TSA to focus on more effective screening of the hundreds of airport vendors and thousands of aircraft passengers who daily pass through the screening checkpoints. The Director of Air Safety, Health and Security of the AFA International Office, Chris Witkowski, has detailed some of the guidelines to assist crew members in the navigation of these new security screening procedures. If you encounter any specific issues or problems during the screening process, use the Security Report tab of the Flight Attendant Safety Reporting System, that's FASRS, which can be linked to from our website, to file a detailed report. These reports will be instrumental in assisting your AFA Air Safety, Health, and Security Committee in successfully addressing and resolving these issues with the TSA headquarters in Washington, D.C. The nine largest U.S. airlines posted a combined net income of $1.91 billion in the third quarter. This marks a vast improvement over last year's $578 million net deficit. United Airlines topped the list with a third quarter net income of $387 million, a far reach from the $57 million loss a year ago. Delta Airlines came in at a close second with a $363 million profit after posting a $161 million net loss a year prior. Well, this is good news regarding the financial stability of United and its peers. Contract negotiations are taking place across the industry as airlines are reporting these record profits. It sounds like an excellent time for an industry-leading contract with wages, benefits, and work rules that reflect our work. We know executives look for every opportunity to get us to work harder for less, while they, in times of both trouble and profit, take increased pay, bonuses, and dole out severance packages to the tune of millions of dollars. We have every right to expect and demand not only what we have worked hard for, but what we are owed. Never forget that this company survived as a direct result of our work and sacrifices. Negotiations at American Airlines are at a virtual standstill. The Association of Professional Flight Attendants, the APFA, hasn't had a negotiating session since May 21st when they completed a week of federally mediated talks with management. APFA has been waiting for a response from the National Mediation Board, the NMB, since March on their request to be released from their negotiations that have been ongoing for 3 years. The flight attendants have been the most vocal regarding the issue of being released from mediation so that they can seek self-help or a strike. Since the last time APFA and management met in May, the NMB canceled the only meeting scheduled for the week of September 21st. APFA remains hopeful, however, that the union leadership as well as the membership is growing increasingly frustrated with the pace of their negotiations. Elsewhere in industry news, British Airways PLC's flight attendant union will seek new talks with management after deciding not to recommend the latest proposals on pay, staffing levels, and the treatment of strikers. British Airways has been battling with its 12,000 cabin crew for 21 months as it seeks to gain concessions from its workers. The union leadership unanimously agreed that the latest offer by management could not be recommended to its members. According to Chief Executive Officer Willie Walsh, the latest offer on pay applied only if the union recommended that the flight attendants accept it. The flight attendants at Southwest recently approved a one-year extension of their contract, which provided for raises of at least 2% based on the airline's 2010 profit. Also in the agreement, the path was cleared for the airline to purchase the 737-800, a larger aircraft, requiring an additional flight attendant. Nearly 85% of those voting favored the contract changes. In a statement made by Tom McDaniel, president of the Flight Attendant Transport Workers Union, the TWU local, "It's a vote of confidence in ongoing progress at Southwest, which is one of the most successful and most highly unionized companies in the airline industry." Phase 2 of the 2011 vacation bidding process is currently open and will remain open until 08:30 local time this Tuesday, November 23rd. If you wish to check the vacation day allotments that remain, you may do so through DIS Star 14161 in Unimatic for domestic allocations by domicile and DIS Star 14162 for international allocations by domicile. And as a reminder, the annual open enrollment process for your 2011 benefits is now ongoing and will remain available through this Wednesday, November 24th. The UAL benefits site is easily accessed through the Useful Websites link on our AFA website, or you may call the United Benefits Service Center at 888-825-0188 to make your selections. The latest edition of the Dear AFA Industry editorial was recorded yesterday by retired volunteer Jerry Butts. Listen to the message at 1-800-DEAR-AFA-OPTION-5 or online at www.unitedafa.org in the Dear AFA section. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.